You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make
me an instrument. You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this wonderful Wednesday, this winning Wednesday, we want to encourage you on this morning, this afternoon, and this evening, whenever you are listening to this program, you are a winner. God
yes.
created you in his own
image,
and no man can snatch you out of his hand. So be encouraged on this morning. We do not go by what it looks like. We do not go by what
it
feels
like,
but we go by what the Word of God
says.
It is Wednesday already. It's the first night of the week for Christ Over Crisis. So this week, tonight, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 4 p.m., Pebbles Catering and Event Design is giving away free dinners for you and your family to come pick up. The location is 1046 Dixon Boulevard. This is week 7 of Christ Over Crisis. We want to thank every volunteer that is there working each and every day to make sure that the food is prepared, to make sure that the food is served, that people receive everything that they pull up to receive, and also to all those who stay late to clean everything up and wash all them dishes, as some nights 600, 900 meals are being prepared. So we want to thank Pebbles and her team, Keisha Barrett and her team at Pebbles Catering and Event Design. Come on out, pick up some trays for you and the family. This is not just for people who are in need. This is people who are in want, who want to come out and pick up an already prepared, delicious meal for their family tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night at 4 p.m.
I'm going to
revolutionize your life. Your life will never be the same. It's taking people from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain.
I'm going to make a come up. But I got the loop.
Ooh, I love it. We got to get that mindset.
Yeah, check it.
Lift up your hand and pray that. Thy kingdom come, O Lord. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done into my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Make life work.
That's a sample from the Make Life Work website. We want to encourage you to visit the website. The address is www.makelifework.com. There's lots of resources on the website, including interviews there. And also, you're able to purchase a copy of the book in paperback or as an ebook, and you could send it out for a gift as Mother's Day is quickly approaching, or to a family and friend anywhere in the world. The book will ship for you on your behalf onto your family, friends, and loved ones. So we want to encourage you to get this book written by our very own senior pastor, Errol Beckford, the founder of Celebration Tabernacle Church, and also the host of this broadcast, Make Your Day Count.
Make your day count. Make life
work
for you. Got to revolutionize your life. I like that song.
Yes.
Right, that song. Gotta revolutionize your life. Mm-hmm. Revolutionize your life. Moving people from the bottom
to
the
top.
That's God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You gotta get this book.
That's how our assigned position is. Yeah. Above only and never beneath.
Oh, you gotta get this book full of God's idea and full of cultivating your mind. Because if you change, like Brian Chasey says, if you change the way you think, you will change your life. If you can just do that, mm-hmm. change the way you think. Mm-hmm. Got to change that negative thinking. Mm-hmm. You got to change that. Okay, I'm going to go back. There's three basic functions of the mind. That we talk about that briefly, but get this morning, three basic functions of the mind, thinking, feeling, wanting. The function of thinking is to create meaning. Mm-hmm. I want to read that again. The function of thinking is to create meaning. It's right in the book. You got to get it. Thinking makes sense of the events of our life. It sorts events into name, category, and find pattern for us. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even an event that may be displeasing or you may at the time perceive as negative, if you think through that, you can find something positive. You could build a positive result from it. Mm-hmm. It could be turned around. The situation can be turned around. But a negative situation can be turned around. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 13, the Lord says, I work, and who will reverse it? And as we meditate on that and tie that here in the book, Make Life Work, when God works, it cannot be reversed. But when the enemy works, it can be reversed. So think about the coronavirus, COVID-19. It can be reversed.
And it will be reversed.
And when you think about darkness, darkness can be reversed. When you turn a light on, the darkness has to flee. But the light cannot be reversed.
Light is light.
So what God does, his work cannot and will not be reversed. So if there's a negative experience, something that you've had, that you've been through, think it through. Create meaning from that to reverse it and turn it into the foundation to build something positive. It's a good thing to know what we don't want because it leads us into what we do want.
I love what he says. Once the light is on, it cannot be reversed. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it cannot be tried. Bring darkness when we have light.
It's not going to stand.
It can't.
It has to flee.
Can't.
So the Bible says the darkness cannot comprehend the light.
Oh, that's such a powerful statement this morning. Somebody got to get this on this Wednesday morning as you go about doing your things. Mm-hmm. Once the light is on, darkness cannot reverse it. Mm-hmm. Darkness cannot be in the presence of light. But light can always come in the presence of darkness and reverse it.
Bring change. And that's our call, to be the salt, to be the light of the earth.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, the glory of the Lord has come upon you. Though darkness surround the land and deep darkness the people, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And if you go through and you continue to read in Isaiah chapter 60, it continually gives the benefit of the light, the benefit of the light that Gentiles, people who do not know God, will be drawn to you because of the light. Your sons shall come from afar and your daughters will be nursed at your side. That's a benefit of the light. The wealth of the Gentiles coming in the hands of the righteous. That's a benefit of the light. If you go through that chapter, there are so many benefits that are on us when we carry the light. And it's not a light that we have to generate or a light that we have to manifest. It's a light that we submit up under. And the glory of the Lord then sits upon us. But in order for something to sit upon you, you have to be submitted in alignment under it. So we must make a quality decision, as Pastor always says, a quality decision to align ourselves with the light, with the glory of the Lord. Arise and shine. Awake from your slumber on this morning. We call forth every hidden treasure in you on this morning to begin to stir up, to erupt up out of you. God has use of you. He created you for great purpose. There is meaning towards your life. Arise from your slumber on this morning.
Amen. The light of God shines.
Brighter and brighter.
Yes. And let me tell someone, once the light of Jesus Christ enters, sin disappears. Mm-hmm. They don't coexist, my friend.
Yeah. We don't have a sin problem. We have a thinking problem.
You know,
the sin has already been dealt with
on
the cross.
Come on, Pastor, and talk us down. Somebody needs to challenge us in that. What's the light come? Sin disappear, my friend. Sin cannot coexist with the light. Mm-hmm. Evil don't coexist mm-hmm. in light. Mm-hmm. Notice that evil mm-hmm. is done in what?
Darkness.
Mm-hmm. You got to hide to do it.
Yeah.
You don't come out in the light to do evil. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be caught. You're going to be exposed. The light exposed evil. The light of Jesus Christ exposed sin in my mm-hmm. life and destroyed. Jesus dealt with it on the cross, mm-hmm. man. Jesus dealt with my sin mm-hmm. problem mm-hmm. on the cross. Mm-hmm. At the cross mm-hmm. where I first saw the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the Bible doesn't teach us how to deal with sin.
No.
Sin's already been dealt
with.
The Bible teaches us how to renew our mind.
Yes.
And to get our thinking right.
And so our mind is a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's why in this book here, I'm dealing with the mind. I'm mm-hmm. dealing with the mind because it's the mind is a problem. When my mind is corrupt, my whole body is corrupt.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Wednesday morning. When my mind is mm-hmm. corrupt, my mm-hmm. whole body is corrupt. When my mind is full of light, my whole body is full of light. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm here this morning to tell you how powerful this truth is.
Yeah.
This is a powerful truth. Mm-hmm. We got to get our thinking right. Somebody says, I got to get my thinking right. I got to mm-hmm. get my thinking right. I got to get my thinking right.
Right. In John chapter 3, verse 19, I just searched for the verse because it had came to my mind, but I dislocated it. John chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So we got to get that. The condemnation, the light is here, but if we refuse the light because we love darkness, because we're so in love with the struggle, we're not going to be able to break free. You have to fall out of love with the struggle in order to break free from it. Because there's an open door of freedom. The door of freedom is already open. Jesus's blood was shed. That was the ransom for you to be released from every hostage situation of the devil. But we can't be so in love with darkness, so in love with the struggle that we choose. Think about that in the natural. If somebody was being held hostage, once the ransom is paid, that person is free to go. But they may make a choice to stay in the hostage situation. Then it would be their choice. Just like in John chapter 8, verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So if the Son makes you free, if that door of freedom is open onto you, you must make a decision to be free indeed. We have to step out of limitation into the land of no limits. We must make a quality decision. A quality decision. I know those words just always ring in my head, so I just want them to ring in yours too. That was some of the best teaching that Pastor Beckford was doing when I came into the ministry and continue to stay there. Quality decision, because we make decisions all day long. We make rash decisions, we make harsh decisions, we make quick decisions, but we need to be making quality decisions as we go throughout our day. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to